Hello, my name is Denaya. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you going to find a testing site near you? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, are you going to find a testing site near you?
Yes, I am. I've been looking at them online, and it says Walmart and Walgreens, but I'm thinking that the Walmart one ended up saying that they're unavailable.
Let's see here. You're calling in regards to the vaccine site?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, give me one moment here.
And hasn't Alabama changed it now to where it's for ages 16 and up?
It will officially be 16 and up on the 15th. Let me confirm that date.
Oh, on the 15th. That's probably why it wouldn't let me get my granddaughter registered.
Oh, excuse me. The beginning of Monday, so April 5th.
Oh, okay. So it's starting Monday?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's see here. And
They
what?
just haven't changed their regulations yet because it wouldn't let me, make her an appointment.
Yes, ma'am. If you would like to pre-register for one of the county health department systems for her, you will have to call the vaccine appointment line. Other than that, you would just have to wait till Monday in order to set up an appointment.
Right, okay.
And what city are you calling from?
Dora.
Dora. Okay.
I thought this was automated. That's why I didn't answer at first.
Oh, you're fine. I get that a lot.
I
So I'm
thought.
just like, I'm sorry. I think she.
Yeah, I thought it was automated. I thought it was just gonna tell me information. But I'm glad that it.
And there's usually always at least one person available. Let's see here. From what I'm looking at here, let me see here. I'm sorry, I just stopped minute status. I was looking. Yeah, so I'm looking at here. They still have the Walmart facility. If not Walmart, then the Walgreens. And of course, you would just go to walgreens.com. And so they should be available to go ahead and accept appointments because I still see them here on the list. If they don't have any availability at the moment, however, you can still go on the website and register, and then they'll set up an appointment later on once they have new availability.
Right. Okay. And so you said they probably won't let me until Monday for her, right?
Yes, ma'am. They more than likely won't let you until Monday for her. But if you are over, if you're in the 55 or above range, you can go ahead and set up your appointment.
Right, okay. And what about, let me ask you this question. My daughter just had a baby, and right now she's breastfeeding, but she's just going to breastfeed for another week or so. And I was just going to ask about her getting her vaccine.
Now, that I am not too sure because she just had a baby. However, I do have the number to the nurse hotline. They should be able to give you an update, but they're only in Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, let me write that number down.
All right.
Okay.
All right, and that number it is 334-451-4336.
Okay. I guess that's it there.
And so indeed, you should be able to give them a call come Monday. They'll be able to confirm if she should be fine for taking the vaccine. I just don't want to give you the wrong information, and the nurses would know better than me.
Right. Okay. All right, then. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem at all. on. Did you need any further help today?
Well, can you tell me as far as how do you know which vaccine each place is given, if it's Moderna or Pfizer?
They haven't yet updated the website to let us know. That's what we were working with because they're also trying to administer the Johnson & Johnson one shot. And so it's basically whichever facility that you schedule for, once they call to confirm your appointment, uh-huh. you would just have to ask them that way because since intake is so minimal at the moment with getting the vaccine in, they do not update on this website which facility is given which. Hopefully they've been talking about once the April the 5th comes around and more people are registering for the vaccine, they'll advise us. But right now it's just facility by facility basis.
Right. What is the percentage rates on those shots? Do you know that?
I can look for you. As far as those who are receiving it?
No, the I heard it was 100%. The Pfizer was 100% effective, and then the Moderna was like 90-something, and then the Johnson & Johnson I'd heard was like 60-something. I don't even know what it was.
Let's see.
Effective.
Let me check if they have it on the CDC website. Just a moment here. My apologies for the hold. I'm looking to see if they do have those stats.
Oh, it's just that one, I think.
No, ma'am, it doesn't see if they've given any official stats on the vaccine just yet. I looked at the CDC website, and I did not see anything. And so I asked my manager, and she said, they don't give us any stats for the effectiveness of the vaccine. We're only receiving the stats for the vaccine dosages and how many have administered at the moment.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you because I figured y'all had all that because I've been reading it, you know, and I know it's 90-something for the Moderna and 100 for the other one. But anyway, I was just curious about the Johnson & Johnson. But okay, well, thank you.
No problem. Did you need any further help today?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Okay, I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day. You stay safe.
Thank you.
Welcome.